Message number 9. The Second Coming. Monday, November 15, 2010 at 03:00. Thank you, my daughter, for persevering in my truth and understanding that my communication with you is very real. You will feel my spirit in your body when I come to reveal to you my divine message necessary for mankind to understand in these times. I bring a message of pure love and passion to my Father's children. These messages are to explain to all God's followers first the need to fall to their knees now and understand the truth of the Book of John. The time has come for my second coming, the signs of which are already being revealed to those who know the prophecies foretold so long ago. Look, what do you see now? The signs are visible now. Man does not realize the terrible descent to which he is being exposed. The wicked lie fronted and accepted by unsuspecting governments hides unnoticed in the guise of salvation. Hear me now, my children. The Antichrist is ready to spring. Stay on guard, open your eyes and heart to the truth, or you will perish. Fear not, my beloved followers, for you will lead my flock into the holy adoration of my eternal Father. The food of life will be plentiful to those believers during the dark days ahead. Stay together. Love each other. Give each other the strength so that you can unite all races, creeds, and believers everywhere towards my Father's kingdom. It will be your job to demonstrate the love of God, the goodness, the love, the hope, and the truth of eternal life which awaits all of mankind. It will be by praying together, dropping your exterior wall of pride and shyness, that you will become the powerful force. Together you will be strong. Your faith in me, your divine Savior, will help convert the non-believers. These people, many of whom through no fault of their own are ignorant of my love. They may feel love for each other but do not understand where this comes from. Guide them, my children of God, towards the light. I am the bread and I am the light. My light will keep you all safe. But I urge you to be generous in heart and soul and think of those poor souls who need guidance. You must do this through example and show these souls how to become closer to me. They must be coaxed gently but firmly along the path. It is important to wake them up from their slumber of ignorance before it is too late. My children, do you not understand the teachings in my Father's book? The book that reveals the sign for my coming back to earth must be studied and accepted as the truth. God, my eternal Father, through the prophets does not lie. He does not contradict. You are now being shown the heavenly signs foretold, and you must prepare now. You and your families will be lifted with me in the blink of an eye. Please, please pray for guidance. Believers, get ready now to fight in my name and stand up against the Antichrist. People will smile at you when you remind them of the prophecies contained in the Book of John. You will be accused and scolded with wry amusement for your views and concerns. Ignore this, for you have a duty to me. Now pray, pray and coax the non-believers to accept the teachings. Do not be frightened, for many of you frightened for the future and your families. I have this to say. As the time comes, you and your families will be lifted with me in the blink of an eye to the heavens. Then you will receive the gift of eternal life when heaven and earth become one. This is what is meant as the new paradise. It will be a time of great glory, love, and perfection for all my followers. Stay strong. You must endure a short period of torment, but your faith will keep you strong. Remember, I love all of you. Love me in return and help me save as many souls as possible. You are my powerful army, and the time is now to prepare for battle. I will lead you all to my Father's kingdom. Your loving Savior, Jesus Christ.